Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, September 29th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
State roundup. State revenue estimates down slightly. Van Hollen calls threat of Fed-guffed firings mafia-style blackmail. Advocates call for answers in teen death while under DHS care. A key fiscal panel revised its revenue estimates downward slightly for the current fiscal year, expecting revenues to be less than 0.1% lower than the March forecast. The state's financial footing update wasn't dire, with revenues slightly behind expectations for the current budget year, but expected to grow for next year. Baltimore police are investigating the death of a 16-year-old girl in the custody of the Maryland Department of Human Services found dead at a hotel. Trump threatens mass firings of federal employees in a government shutdown, prompting Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen to call it mafia-style blackmail. A Severna Park food service manager enters the 2026 Anne Arundel County executive race, aiming to increase school safety and support first responders. The planned $1 billion Sparrows Point container ship terminal at Trade Point Atlantic nears final federal permit approval, with concerns about dredging lingering. Baltimore County Public Schools cut over 400 positions last school year, but specifics are vague. The state's handgun roster board approved 49 of 64 guns for sale or acquisition, sparking debate over Second Amendment rights. Definitions for reckless, negligent, and aggressive driving in Maryland are expanding next week, along with penalties. A report calls for at least $92.8 million in interim cleanup steps at the Purdue Agribusiness Salisbury facility. An Annapolis hand count primary audit found no mistakes in the official vote count.
Ron Gordon Watch Repair of New York, NY announces blog post featuring Rolex's striking new models for 2025. Ron Gordon Watch Repair of New York, NY shares insights on Rolex's 2025 new models in a recent blog post. Highlighting the Oyster Perpetual Cosmograph Daytona, Oyster Perpetual GMT Master II, and Skydweller, the post showcases Rolex's bold yet timeless designs. Ron Gordon, the proprietor, emphasizes the innovation and craftsmanship behind these iconic timepieces. The 2025 Cosmograph Daytona features 18K2 yellow gold and a turquoise-blue lacquer dial, while the GMT Master II boasts a unique tiger iron dial. The Skydweller remains a top choice for business travelers with its dual time zone and annual calendar displays. Rolex's commitment to precision and durability is evident in their in-house calibers powering these models. Visit Ron Gordon Watch Repair for estimates and repairs on luxury watches in New York City.
Building a safer, more connected future. Bike 5 pedals through Central Florida. Central Florida cyclists will hit the streets and trails for Bike Walk Central Florida's 9th annual Bike 5 on October 25, 2025. This event aims to create a safer, more connected region for cyclists, emphasizing the importance of a transportation network prioritizing safety and accessibility. Participants can choose from two routes: the 10-mile Bike 5 Main Streets ride, showcasing local neighborhoods, and the 30-mile Bike 5 Cities route through Orlando, Winter Park, and more. Bike 5 isn't about racing, but about experiencing cities at a casual pace, connecting with fellow riders, and advocating for bike-friendly infrastructure. This year's event highlights the progress made in creating safe cycling routes and the ongoing work needed to ensure access for all. Collaboration with local governments has been key in improving cycling accessibility for health and economic benefits. To register, visit the Bike Walk Central Florida website. Red Oak set to illuminate hope at 10th Annual Gala in Austin, Texas. Red Oak, a dedicated organization in Austin, is excited to announce the 10th Annual Red Oak Hope Gala, happening on September 28, 2025, at the Junior League of Austin. Since 2018, Red Oak has been providing crisis intervention and long-term restoration for survivors of sex trafficking, emphasizing holistic care and supportive housing. The gala will feature frontline staff sharing stories of hope and fundraising activities led by Cowboy Auctioneer. The event aims to raise essential funds to support Red Oak's impactful work in the community. To learn more about Red Oak and their mission, visit their website. For details about the gala and how to get involved, visit Red Oak's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.